What's up, y'all? How are y'all doing? Good? All right, let's start it up. Today's topic is new trends in music. And I don't know how new they are, because this is more than anything an Asian trend. What I'm talking about is Korean boy bands. What do we say is a trend? Well, we had our trend with the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and New Kids on the Block. Yeah. So New Kids on the Block was, I think it was the 80s and 90s, if I'm not mistaken. And then 90s and 2000s was Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. And, you know, the girls were going crazy over these guys. I remember my friends and, you know, aunts and everything, they used to have posters and all these kinds of things about these guys. So music evolves, but things repeat themselves. We see a lot of trends right now, for example, a lot of old school stuff coming back and being trendy, per se, what they call vintage. Vintage shoes, we saw it with Converse, we're seeing it with Vans, we see it with brands like Fila, brands like Champion, that are becoming more intertwined with the youth. Therefore, they're causing a market trend to gear toward them, and people start wearing these brands. We see stores like PacSun, Urban Outfitters, bringing back a lot of this vintage stuff and making it cool. I've seen people with Walkman around, and also vinyl, when, you know, before you'd be like, what the hell is that? I even know kids nowadays that know what a cassette is and know how it works. I mean, majority of us don't, but that's what I'm referring to. So I'm going back to the whole theme of the Korean boy bands. And I found out through a friend of mine in South America. She kept posting on her Instagram pictures of these Korean guys, you know, really young ones, and they're singing and all this shit. And I'm like, all right, what's the deal with this? I don't know what's going on. And I found out that these guys are very famous. Like the girls go crazy with these guys, and not only in Korea but also in other Asian countries and China. And I mean, it's even reached the Latin American countries. And my friend lives in Colombia, and she's all like all about these guys. So I think the biggest ones right now, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not an expert. One is BTS, and then the other one is GOT7 or GOT7. I've heard, you know, a few of their songs through my Chinese friend, and she's actually been to their concerts and all these kinds of stuff when they come over here to the States and different cities, and I'm like, what the hell? So yeah, I guess that's the new trend, the new Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. I don't know if you've heard of these guys. But it's just funny, because I mean, as everything repeats itself, now we see that the country barriers are breaking even more and more. It's usually the Anglo countries, just like the U.S. or maybe England, and we have the same going on with the Spice Girls in England, that where the English language is the one that's spreading the most and the one that's the hip one and things like that. But now we also see this trend with different languages like Korean. Who would have thought it? And there are actually a lot of artists around the world that are very interesting, and they're very talented. And I'm not only talking about these boy bands, but also I'm talking about, for example, in France, hip hop is huge. There are a lot of really good rappers, one of my favorite ones is a really old school rapper. Well, I wouldn't say old school, but he's like, you know, part of the heavy hitters back in the days and still right now. His name is MC Solar from France, I don't think he was born in France, but you know, he lives in France, and he's a very talented rapper, and I think he's had collabs with artists in the United States, I think with Missy Elliott. We also have a group called Supreme NTM. They've done collabs with Nas. I think Foxy Brown. I might be wrong, but definitely with Nas. And these guys are amazing too. So that's another, you know, that's more proof that, you know, international stars are, you know, that the music is, it's getting very globalized right now. So, and it's always been, but the niche of Korean boy bands is something that actually is interesting to see. And maybe it's gonna, it will hit the United States in a certain way. Definitely Korean Americans or Chinese Americans that live here, you know, they have cousins and stuff, have been exposed to these type of artists, and they listen to them and follow them, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal. And these guys have a crazy following on Twitter, Instagram. It's insane. It's like Justin Bieber, but for Koreans and like all these things. So that's something to look at. Maybe listen to their songs and see what you think of it. As far as Korean goes, it's not a, it is a language that it doesn't sound bad to the ear. There are other languages that are a little rough. So, you know, I don't want to offend anybody, so. But there are ones that are more pleasant to the ear than others. Let's say, for example, French is very pleasant to the ear. Spanish, it is very pleasant to the ear. We'll see it with the Spanish starts. Right now, there's a big influx of Spanish artists and how basically reggaeton has evolved to become a very trendy type of kind of music within not only the Latin countries, but the United States. We see collabs with this guy, J Balvin, with Beyonce, and there's another French artist there, and it is a very popular song, one of the most played songs on the radio. I think it's called Mi Gente, it means my people, and it's just amazing. And then we have some other collabs, even in movies, if you've watched the Fast and the Furious ones, you see there are these two reggaeton artists from Puerto Rico, Tego Calderon, and the other one is Don Omar. These two guys are, you know, very popular in their country, and actually very popular throughout the whole Latin America and sphere. So we see all that, and we see the unity of sounds and the different roots of it, creating a great mixture of it. It is kind of like when you heard Aerosmith collab with Dr. Dre in their song Let Me Ride, where they do a guitar solo, and it's amazing. It is super amazing. The same with Linkin Park when they started mixing in a little bit of their sound is actually rock with hip hop and rhymes and things like that. So that's amazing. Ron DMC with I think it was Aerosmith as well. So that was great. And now with the movie Black Panther, we also see a lot of African rhythms and stuff like that in the music. And we're all, you know, we're all affected by it. The drums, even though they're in rock music and also in hip hop, it's, you know, it comes from Africa, African roots. So it all becomes a circle. And yeah, I mean, I love it. Music is one of my passions, so I love it. But this new trend and this new phenomenon of the Korean boy bands or Asian boy bands is something that would be interesting to look at and see how that goes. Maybe we'll see some more of these guys trying to come into the States and their influence expanding throughout. So it'll be something to look at. I think that's all my thoughts, and I hope y'all have a good one. I'll see y'all later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.